To the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm your host, and we have actually my wife here as well, Chip and Candace Brim, and we're senior pastors at Collinsville, A Glorious Church Fellowship, thank God, Mom's Church, and we are in our office actually today. You want to say hi, Candace?
Hello.
Hello. Here we are, and Jared is the producer, my nephew, and we're just going to have a good time and get right into the Word. I want to talk about how good God is. We serve a good God. Do you agree with that?
Yes, definitely.
And let them know really what that means, because some people go, oh, good is not good enough. He's way more than that. He's awesome, incredible, whatever. But until you find out, you know, more about good and realize how good he is, but and what that word means. But the Bible says, for God is good and his mercy endures forever. You know how long forever is?
Forever.
Even now.
Eternity.
Eternity. He's the champion. We are the champion church. We're the blessed church. We're the healed church. We're the prosperous church. Why? Because the Lord is our shepherd, and therefore we shall not lack, or we shall not want. 2018, I'm declaring the lacking stops.
Yes.
Amen. You may be driving right now. You may be digging a ditch. You may be in an office. But I am declaring to you, if you listen to this week with Candace and I, we're going to get you. God has shown us something, and we're going to get to where the no more lacking it stops today. Because here's the reason: God is good. Brother Hagin once said, he said this. He said, once a born again believer gets born again, the first thing he should do is find out who he is, and then I'm going to add something to that, and find out what you have.
Yes.
So you find out who you are in Christ. He's got a great book. Go to Rhema, get it. Go online, get it, called In Him. You find out who you are in Christ. You got to find out who you are, or you'll just get, you know, continually beat down. But then you have to find out in the scriptures what you have. Because when you don't know who you are or what you have, mm-hmm. then you can easily be deceived.
Yes.
And there's a deceiver out there. And he goes morning and night. Christians, I think, Candace, must know three things. And these are, you're going to think, well, of course. But let's look at these three things that they have to know to get this foundation so that they can move on to get to this place where the lacking stops.
Yes.
Number one, they got to know they're saved.
Of course. Now, first and foremost.
I realize that some people might deal with that. But I would say on a majority, most people know they're saved. And I would say they don't. I would say a majority of Christians don't struggle with that. I would say most of them know about it, and most of them don't struggle. I'd say there's a small percentage that does. Then they got to know they're already healed.
Yes.
Now, I think most Christians even know this, but they struggle with it. Mm-hmm. Then the third thing is, I think they need to know that they're prosperous. Mm-hmm. They're rich. They're wealthy. I think most don't know this, and most struggle with it. Because think about this, of the three that I just said, saved, healed, and prosperous, they got to know these things.
Right.
And what they have. I think most people that are saved, even at gunpoint, wouldn't denounce their salvation. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go to hell. No, we're going to heaven.
Right.
But do you realize that just as much as he's your savior, he's your healer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the same way.
Yes.
But at gunpoint or a bad report or a doctor's report or a feeling or a pain or a thought, man, here we go. We change, right?
Right.
So he's just as much as our healer as he is our savior.
Right.
And he's just as much as our provider as he is our savior.
Yes. Yes.
And you got to know these things, so you meditate on these things, right? Sickness and poverty are not a sin, but they are a curse. And what did God tell us about blessings and cursings? He said, choose.
Right.
We have a will and a choice. So we're going to choose blessings.
Yes.
Why? Because God is good.
Yes.
And he's a giver of blessings. Most, and anytime, many Christians have good hearts and good intentions, but they're living with these problems every year, okay? So we're going to address this.
Well, can I add something into that about the three places, you know?
Yeah.
I was saved all my life. I grew up in a church. I grew up
denominational church.
Great denominational church. I'm very thankful for my heritage and my background. My mother made sure we were always in church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And I knew the Word of God. I knew the Scriptures, but I didn't realize that it was something that I could use and I could activate. It wasn't just a great story anymore. It was something I used in my life. And so I was in my mid-20s before I even realized that I had healing, was part of my covenant. Mm. And I was in my mid-30s before I realized, or early 30s before I realized prosperity was part of my life. And that's me coming from living in church all my life, you know. I just didn't realize that that was the position that God had put me in when we were in covenant with Him.
So it's a surprising numbers of people who don't know. My people perish for a lack of knowing, actually.
Right.
Knowledge. Well, we're going to attack this lack.
Yes.
Okay? And I've discovered over the years the reason for lack with myself and us and others is that when people get in financial trouble, or when we got into financial trouble, the answer is not more money.
Right. No.
Okay? Money will only be a temporary solution to a long-term need.
Right.
The answer is renewing our minds, which will stop the poverty mentality, and we become more covenant-minded, and we change the way we talk. So we got to renew our minds.
Right.
All right? And we got to stop this poverty. There's an old wise saying that says, if you keep doing, it's even hanging in your office.
Yeah.
If you keep doing what you always done, then you will continue to have what you always had.
Right.
And nothing changes year after year. But today we change. Does anybody out there listening to us on the airways dare to believe with us?
Yes, me.
Then we've got to become covenant-minded.
Yes.
And I taught a series on covenant-minded. Get a hold of our offices in Branson, Mom's offices, and get a hold of covenant-minded. Or you can get a hold of our church. We'll give you some more details at the end. But let me remind you a little bit about covenant. You know, David was covenant-minded. And he came to that. He was just coming serving. He wasn't looking for a fight. He was just serving God.
Right, right.
But because he was covenant-minded, he heard that they were, you know, the winner gets this and that. And he goes, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's doing all this? I mean, in other words, he didn't have a covenant. Abram was not covenant-minded, but Abraham was covenant-minded.
Yes.
And so two different perspectives, two different reactions. Mm-hmm. One, we learn in the New Testament that he was totally convinced and fully persuaded. Well, Abram wasn't. Abraham was, and it was the covenant. So knowing that we're in covenant with God, let me remind you that God brought his covenant people out of Egypt. Now watch how he brought his covenant people out. And we're still in covenant with him.
Right.
He brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not a feeble one among them. He brought them out, watch this combo, rich and healthy.
Yes.
Hey, I'll take the number two combo, rich and healthy.
Amen.
Yeah, large drink. Yes. Diet drink. Yeah. You get the big combo and you supersize it, but you get the diet. Okay, we all know that. All right. But anyway, but he brought them out. Think about it. We're still in covenant with him.
Yes.
It's the same God.
It hasn't changed. No.
But here's the good thing. We have a better covenant.
Praise God.
With the same God. And guess what? He desires for his covenant people, which is us, his desires haven't changed.
No, not one bit.
So if he wanted that for them, he wants that for us.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He wants us healed and prosperous, whoever's driving, listening, whatever you're doing. And remember, we still have the blessings of Abraham. Let me remind you, Exodus 12 says this, that the Lord gave his covenant people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that the Egyptians gave God's covenant people whatever they asked.
Praise God.
Well, praise God. Interesting. They had to ask, though, didn't they?
Well, you know, in the New Testament it says you have not because you ask not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knock.
Knock and it will be open.
It'll be open. Seek and you'll find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're in the same covenant with God. So I ask for favor and blessings this year.
Yes, me too.
Amen.
Me too.
And no
Why
more
not?
The lack ends. Yeah. Let me remind you of Deuteronomy 8:18. For it is God that giveth the power to receive wealth.
Yes.
So it's given. Mm-hmm. Okay? Isaiah 48:17, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. Psalm 35, God hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Notice it says servants.
Yes.
Moses, my servant, he said to Joshua.
Right.
David, my servant. That was a big deal. The Bible says, our God supplies all our needs according to his riches. And all the silver and gold, that are they belong to God, and it is his to give. And so we never forget that we are in covenant with this same God.
Yes.
God has not forgotten his covenant. Why? Because he's good. And we serve a good God. And there might be people out there going, Chip, you are so disrespecting him. He's way better than good. Hold on just a second. That's what we're going to get into this week. I'll give you a little preview of it right now, but you need to listen to tomorrow as well. We got a new revelation on this when we were studying it. And good in the Greek, or goodness in the Greek, means not just an act of goodness, like being a good person, or kindness to another person, but it especially means in the realm of giving.
Yes.
It says, whenever you see the word good or goodness, it also attributes to giving. Now watch this. And then it even goes a step further, especially a giver of finances. So if someone does an act of good, this is the Greek, or goodness, they're especially giving in their finances.
Yes.
So I started thinking about everywhere good or goodness was in the Bible, I put giver there. God is a giver. That's what he does. He's not a taker. He's a giver. And I thought about Deuteronomy 8:18, for it is God that giveth the power to receive wealth. See, there's the give. God so loved the world that he gave his son. And then we get into the Hebrew. Oh my goodness. So we know in the Greek that it's giving. He's a giver, and especially of finances. And then in the Hebrew, we're going to talk about David Baron, who is a former rabbi, tops in his class, the last century. And he was going to be training to be a top rabbi, and he found Jesus, and he wrote many books, and he has amazing insights. If you don't have any of his books, go online, David Baron, B-A-R-O-N. And he came and gave this amazing insight on the Hebrew meaning of goodness. Goodness, he said, is very frequently attributed to God in the Old Testament. As for instance, Psalm 31:19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which he has laid up for them that fear thee. Mm-hmm. And if you've laid up something for somebody, that means you're going to give it to them.
Yes.
Tomorrow, we're going to talk about that goodness in the Hebrew side of it. We will review with the Greek, but we'll come back, and you are going to be so thankful that you're in covenant with this good God. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You got anything to add to that?
Well, yeah, I wanted to add on to that about the Greek. It says, in the book we study out of, you are a person who reaches beyond himself to meet the natural needs of others. And if you think about that with God, he's that person in our life that reaches beyond himself to meet our needs.
Man.
Beyond our situations, beyond everything that we see in the natural. He reaches beyond that to meet our needs. So that we can walk in his so that we can walk in his covenant.
Praise God. We want to thank you for listening. It went by way too fast, but hey, catch up with us all week. We'll be here, Candy and I. I'm Chip Brim. Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We, senior pastor, a church in Collinsville, it's Moms, and it's, if you want to get a hold of it, it's 918-371-4589, or the website is www.aglorious.church. And thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.